guys, it's Peng with a Pen, and I am here with my AMA from GWA Backstage. If you don't know, GWA Backstage is a wonderful community of the performers and scriptwriters and a few dedicated listeners who don't do either, and we just come together as a community, do some singing, give some advice, and yeah, it's a lot of fun, so come join us. But starting with some questions from Life Sucks Me Too. One, is your username a reference to PenPen, the new... Jesus Christ, this is the third time I've done this and I still have not been able to say Neon Genesis Evangelion Penguin. No, I wish it was. I'm not that clever. Two, what do you love about erotic audios that you don't find in erotic videos or images? Well, in my experience, I've found that the difference between male sexuality and female sexuality is that with male sexuality, it's a lot more of wanting someone, whereas with female sexuality, it's a lot more with being wanted. And I find that's why a lot of women like GWA more than porn, because it's so interpersonal. It makes you feel so wanted and sexy, or very unsexy, depending on your preferences. I'm not kink shaming. So yeah, I feel like that's why I and a lot of us like GWA more than other ways to get off. 3, do you watch or read JoJo? No. 4, how did you discover GWA? Don't ask me why, because I couldn't tell you, but I was reading a Daily Dot article about the best pornographic subreddits, and I saw GWA on the list. I thought, oh, audio porn, that sounds interesting. And yeah, I came here. I started recording shortly after. Is my computer dying? My computer is not dying. 5, is there a country that you never had the chance to visit but really want to discover? Well, I mean, I've never been out of America, Canada, and a couple islands, unlike in the Caribbean and the Bahamas. Are the Bahamas in the Caribbean? I don't think so. Whatever. It's around in the general area. So, I would really like to discover any place with cute penguins. Australia has cute penguins. They have the little blues. Look up a picture, little blue penguin or fairy penguin. They're fucking adorable. New Zealand has some of those too. And then Argentina has some very cute penguins. So does South Africa. So yeah, I'd like to visit basically everywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. 6, dogs or cats? Dogs. I always feel like cats are plotting to kill me. And whenever they're not giving me an evil glare, I'm like, oh god, the plan is already in motion. And having a cat in my house, I would just have to be constantly watching my back to see if the cat army is rising up. So I don't think that would be a very enjoyable life. And I have a 3-year-old puppy. His name is Harry. He's a Yorkie and he's so cute. And I mean, he's neurotic as, oh my god, he's so neurotic, but he's a little bundle of joy and I wouldn't have it any other way. On to some questions from Dr. Feelgood and Orgasm. 1, what stereotype about your country or ethnicity do you dislike the most? Honestly, I very rarely interact with people who aren't from America. Also, if you're not from America, feel free to reach out and tell me some stereotypes about us. But the only one that I can think of is that we're fat, and I'm pretty fat, so I don't really know how to say that that's wrong, because we just are. So yeah, I don't really know. 2, what physical aspect of the male, if possible female as well, body turns you on the most? So, as far as the male body goes, just a really nice, like, it's all in the face for both men and women. So for men, sharp features, being clean shaven, having glasses is like, oh my God, that's a huge turn on. But yeah, just having that general, like, kind of nerdy model aesthetic, that is definitely my preference. And for women, I would have to say, oh, and another thing for men, abs are a huge turnoff. A little bit of chub is really nice. And then for women, just kind of the butch kind of look, like short hair and just seeming like the kind of girl who would basically imagine a girl who is in a punk rock group and smokes weed a lot to the point where it's like a borderline addiction, but with her personality, she can just kind of pull it off. The girl that you're imagining is probably the girl that I fantasize about. So yeah, just that kind of hair, face, body, I guess, like, yeah. So then, three, what time during the day are you the horniest? I'm just horny all the time, but if I had to pick a time, probably right before bed would be the biggest. Four, which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? I want to have sex with a lot of people, real and fictional, but so that it doesn't just devolve into me wanting to have sex with an actor, Colin Firth, by the way, or Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey's pretty hot. Then again, he's also probably a pedophile, but I mean, if I were a 10-year-old boy, I'd have sex with him. I don't blame them. Okay, that was over the line. Coming back. To avoid this devolving into which actor do you want to have sex with, let's consider people who don't have actors or only have voice actors. I guess if you've seen the anime Psychopass, if you haven't, it's on Hulu. It's a great anime. You should watch it. Basically, Kogami, Makishima, Akane, just a bunch of people from that anime are all extremely attractive. So five, best and worst date you have ever been on. These are the same date because I have only been on one date. It was with a girl when I was 13, call her Jill, and Jill was clearly pretty in love with me from the time we were about 10. She was a friend of my sister's. So when I was 13 and she was 12, I just said, hey, want to go on a date? And she was very happy. And we went to see a movie and then we made out. And I was like, I might be a little bit less into girls than I thought I was. Six, what are some of the biggest mistakes men make when it comes to sex, as well as dating / relationships? Well, I couldn't really speak to sex, but at least from what I've heard with Reddit discourse, you can have sex with us when we're on our period. Just, like, put a towel down and put a condom. This feels so obvious, but then men are like, ew, periods. So, yeah, like, we're just as horny, if not more, when we're on our periods, so fuck us, guys. And then, as far as dating and relationships, having a feeling that, like, women almost have a different kind of relationship than men do, in my experience. I'm not judging women who have the kind of relationship that a man does and men that have the kind that a woman usually does, of course, but in general, I find with women, the little things are really important. Like, I'm trying to think of an example. Things like making us dinner or just kissing us goodnight or just tiny little things that'll brighten our day a little bit. when those accumulate, they feel really great, and they make us feel really great about the relationship. And what advice do you have for men on avoiding these mistakes? Just try to put yourself in our shoes. Like we're people too, so just think about treating us the way that you'd like to be treated if you were slightly less horny. 7, how'd you stumble upon GWA? Already answered that. 8, what types of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Bestiality, that's... ugh. And then, something that's too aggressively DMLB, like dominant, make that, I mean MDLB, so like mommy dom kind of audios. Those can be fun, and I mean, I like MDLG, that's like a different thing for me, but having that whole little boy thing, I don't know, it just kind of grosses me out. 9, if you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be, and what would be your gimmick or character? What would my stripper name be? It would have something to do with penguins, so maybe... let's just think of various penguin species. Emperor, royal, crested, that could be a good one, like crest, I don't know, crest royal or something like that. And my gimmick would be, I don't know, I once looked up penguin on the Urban Dictionary, and it, and the first result was giving a man a blowjob until he almost comes, and then just leaving so that he waddles over like a penguin to come and get you to stop being so mean. So maybe that would be my gimmick. I don't know. And then 10, do you watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who's your favorite comedian? I'd have to say John Mulaney. He's really great. His Kid Gorgeous show was really fantastic. So were his other two on Netflix. I don't know if Bill Maher counts as a stand-up comic, but if he does, I like him too. 11, if you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? It gets worse. Like, if we're talking, I felt like the shit in 4th and 5th grade, not shit, like the shit, like I felt great. And then as I went to 6th and 7th and 8th grade, it just started to get worse and worse. And then, like, it's gotten better since then, like everyone hates middle school, but maybe don't be so pretentious about your peacoats. Yeah, I'd have to say that. I used to be fucking obsessed with peacoats. 12, what's the last movie you saw? Oh, wow, I do not watch enough movies. Honestly, I can't remember. I really do not watch movies enough. 13, have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. Oh my god, that was a funny story. Okay, so I can't remember when this came out. I think it was like 15, maybe 14. Big Hero 6, that one Disney movie with the cute robot, when at the end, I don't want to spoil it, even though I feel like everyone's seen it by now, that ending made me cry so hard. And no matter how sad of movies I watch, I can never replicate that feeling of watching Baymax fly off into the abyss. 14, what is something you love that everyone else hates? Math, definitely. I don't know why, but just for some reason, ever since I was little, math has held a special place in my heart. And, yeah, I really love math when everyone else really hates it. So that should count. 15, are there any sports you play or just love keeping up with as a fan? I don't know if snow skiing counts, but if it does, I do that. But other than that, I'm really not much of a sports girl. Yeah, really? I don't watch sports. I watch the Olympics. Okay, thank you, Dr. Feel Good and Orgasm, going on to Sweet Honeybee. So, let's see here. What fictional character would you say you're the most like? I always have an example. I've always thought about this, but I never remember the answer. I mean, Yuri from DDLC, or Doki Doki Literature Club. And then, yeah, really just Yuri. Like, I'm exactly like her. What fiction, except for I have no boobs. What fictional world would you live in if you could? I mean, I know it's cliche, but I've gotta say the world of Harry Potter magic is so fucking cool. Who's your celebrity crush? Either Colin Firth or Kevin Spacey. I've gotta say Kevin Spacey. I don't care if he's a pedophile. I would dress up as the 10-year-old boy of his fucking dreams. That got weird really quickly. What's your favorite dessert or treat? I've got to say creme brulee. A really well-executed creme brulee. The crunch of the top combined with the sweetness underneath. God, nothing can match that. Thanks for those questions. On to my new favorite person, totally not Natalie, who themed her questions around different breeds of penguins. So, Emperor, when do you enjoy taking control? Basically any time that's not in the bedroom, and like, there, I'll get into a weird mood like once a month where I'll get like super dommy and I'll get super dommy and bitchy and I'll just want to dominate someone. And so once a month I'll like to take control in the bedroom. It really does happen almost uncannily once a month. Maybe it has something to do with my... Yeah. Yeah, for some reason it seems to happen right before my period. I don't know why. I'll start keeping track of that. Macaroni. Fuck, I love you, Natalie. What is the best pasta shape? Penne. Yeah, definitely penne. Rockhopper. What is your best dance move? Honestly, when I dance, I get so nervous that I can never detach my wrists from my shoulders. So, like, I'll just groove with my arms up, almost like I'm holding fucking maracas. Royal, who has your respect? Who has my respect? My mom has my respect. I honestly am very bitchy and disdainful to authority, so not a lot of people, but certainly my mom does. Chinstrap. What is an underrated accessory? What is an underrated accessory? Flower crowns. Sounds very hippie, but definitely flower crowns are extremely underrated. And then... lightweight scarves can be very cute on both girls and boys. Crested, are you a morning person or a night owl? I'm recording this at 12:30 midnight, guess. Yellow-eyed, what would you consider to be your dominant emotion? What would I consider to be my dominant emotion? Probably anxiety. Yeah, anxiety. I don't know if that counts as an emotion, but if it does, it definitely controls my life. Well, thank you for those very creative questions, totally not Natalie. And going on to my little bundle of sunshine, Gore Kinky. Hey, a bestie, are you a V-E-R-G-I-N semicolon with 10 parentheses? I do happen to be, but you need to stop being a fucking brat, or there are going to be consequences if I can ever enforce them, because I told you to write lines a fucking week ago and you still haven't... Okay, and I'm getting mad, that's like... Okay, so for some backstory, Gore Kinky and I have like a platonic MDLG thing going on. MDLG is just lesbian DDLG, and like, she's such a brat, but I can never follow through with punishments because she's just too fucking adorable. And then, Honey Bear GWA, what made you take the leap into recording audios? I'd have to say, let me drink some water. I'd have to say probably some scripts from Ravisher Girl. I've only recorded one of his scripts, but that's what really got me into filling. Like, I felt like I could really make those my own. And two, what do you look for in a script? What do you hate in a script? What do I look for in a script? Build up. Like, whenever I see a script go into the sex too quickly, I don't care if I love it everywhere else, I will not fill it. Or at the very least, like, I've only done this once. Very rarely am I willing to make modifications to scripts unless it's just like grammar errors. But there was this one script, and my favorite script to date, called Yandere Best Friend, Shut In, Your Shut In Best Friend Has a Secret. And God, I loved the premise of that script. It just felt so true to my real life, but it went into the sex way too quickly. So I added about 5 minutes of backstory. And then what do I hate in a script? Bad grammar. Certainly, bad grammar is awful. Excuse my voice crack, I have a bit of a cold. And then, just showing that you haven't put much effort into it. If you haven't put enough effort into it, I'm not gonna record it. Thank you. And then going on to CPT Jericho, who is a shitlord, clearly, but he had two actually interesting questions. If you got arrested, we both know what you did, what would you smuggle into prison? Probably a vibrator and a stuffed penguin. And then, six, please try to make this sound seductive. I'm gonna make your obtuse sex chimney go squish, 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 squish. Do I really have to say squish that many times? Okay, fuck it. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna make your obtuse sex chimney go squish, 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 squish. Oh my fucking god. Okay, I failed miserably at that, but I don't feel like... So, Jericho, the answer to that is no. No, I haven't. So, for my final and favorite question from Tresor77, which came first, the penguin or the pen? I just have one thing to say to that, and it's a quote from a wonderful YouTuber named ContraPoints. Shut the fuck up, nerd, stop playing 3D chess against your own brain and find a real thing to worry about. So, this has been Penguin with a Pen. Love you guys, and bye.